It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Welcome back. It's been our aqua off all night long. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. I feel like we've made some inroads tonight. We've had a good therapy session. We've been very introspective. Been a lot of self-discussion among ourselves, and I feel like we've reached a crossroads, Darren.
I just need to get someone
very good.
Get me
about
angry
where
about
going.
Something, and then I'm fine.
Oh, I can do that.
Hockey.
Yes. Speaking of hockey, the homegrown sports show guys, Bill and Jeff with a G, they have joined us.
Hey, thanks for having us, boys. We love talking hockey.
Oh, yeah.
We're the homegrown bros.
Listen, you're the guys that I
got
drive
the Minnesota
home with
accents.
You're going down there, do you?
We can talk Minnesota hockey with you
if you guys want.
That'll get you fired
you
up,
what?
I bet, Cope.
It's as a DU fan, I can talk some. What's always been frustrating as a DU fan is you've had all these great teams. DU's had some great teams, but then when they do like the breakdowns of all the brackets, and West is Minnesota, and so you're showing up as a number one seed against Minnesota Duluth or University
North
of Minnesota
Dakota.
Or whoever it is, and they have a 2-hour drive, and they're filling up, they're filling up the hockey arena, and DU is the home seed, and they're getting crushed, and so we're just happy that we're in the Final Four.
Well,
DU.
DU has, DU and Minnesota and Minnesota Duluth have a long history of playing each other, and it's not quite Colorado College DU in terms of rivalry, but
I think they're both programs on the rise. They're not exactly historical programs,
sure.
But over the last 10, 20 years, both of them have had a really nice showing. UMD, a couple years ago, it seemed like they were D3 or D2 even, and then they kind of worked their way up because of their hockey program.
Wow.
Same with Bemidji State up there in northern Minnesota.
Bemidji State, for people who don't really understand, it has a very unique sort of population that there's a lot of there's a lot of Native Americans, Native Americans that go down there.
Inuits.
And,
Alaskan.
Alaskans. So you would think that at Bemidji State they would have a great lacrosse program because they can just go from the Iroquois Nation and bring a lot of these guys, but because it's so cold, they play a lot of hockey down there.
At Bemidji State University, they have tunnels between the classes because it's so darn cold.
Yeah, they had that at Ithaca College where I went to school, and I always thought it was because of the rain until I actually went there and realized it's colder than all. But here's the thing that's so interesting. So the final poll of the NCAA hockey tournament, DU, won.
Well, yeah, we know. Wow. They're number
Minnesota
one.
Duluth, 3.
One-ish.
Well, you had Harvard in there. You had Harvard in there with 18 first-place votes. DU had 24 first-place votes, and Minnesota Duluth had 8. But, Minnesota Duluth only lost 6 times.
That's pretty impressive for a school that's only been in D1 for a handful of years to end the season at number 3. That's amazing. I mean, that's really impressive.
We're going to bring in our UMD specialist Wild Bill, can you confirm this UMD talk?
Here's the thing about college hockey and major college hockey. The question is, are the kids from Minnesota playing for DU better than the kids from Minnesota playing for UMD, or the kids from Minnesota playing for Harvard, or the kids from Minnesota playing for the Gophers?
Hey, listen, I am not going to sit here and tell a U.S. American kid. No, I'm not going to tell a U.S. American kid that he has to go to a certain school simply because it's colder or because it's near 12,000 lakes or however many you want to put in there. I'm not going to tell a kid. Come to Denver where you got 300 days of sunshine. And you know what I always tell guys?
What?
You know the best part about coming to Denver? You don't have to plug your car in the winter.
No, that is true. But listen, Wild Bill, yes, there are a lot of Minnesota boys playing a lot of hockey around the world and around the country, especially on the college level.
Mostly
but
in Canada.
I mean, at least we didn't lose a hockey team.
Cold-blooded.
No, but see, we actually did lose a hockey team.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they went. They
won. New Jersey Devils.
But here's the deal.
And then they called them the Devils. I mean, that was a fitting name.
That was pretty dumb. But here's the deal. In Colorado, because I remember when we lost the Rockies, it was like, Colorado's not a hockey state.
It's getting better and better. Ever since Gwazdecki and Patty Waugh.
But Minnesota is the hockey state.
The Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament is must-see television. It's a free day of school. It's almost like a snow day, whether it's snowing or not. And you know why these guys are so good at hockey? Because even though it's cold in the rink, it's warmer than outside, man.
Yeah,
it's warmer than outside. You'd rather be in that rink than anywhere outside.
Yeah.
For people from Colorado who'd understand
they don't understand.
It's a bit like going to here in Colorado, the high school wrestling tournament that they have and where they have, so they have all classes going at the same time. So all 4 days of that wrestling tournament are absolutely full house, packed, and it's the same thing with watching high school. But, you know, here's the thing that's so great about hockey at the NCAA level is if you really want to decide to become a good hockey school, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. Penn State proved that. They, you know, in 3 or 4 years, they've all of a sudden are now in here. Air Force decided to redouble their efforts, and they brought in some guys, and they've gotten much better.
You just go get a bunch of Minnesota boys.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, they're out there.
And
they're
we've got
there,
a couple of
north down south over there on the Iron Range.
Well, let me see here.
We've got a couple of good Colorado players. I mean, it is becoming more of a thing in Colorado, but not. I mean, it's just.
I mean, you can't compare.
It's not even close.
You can't.
It's like comparing high school football here to high school football in Texas.
Florida, yeah, exactly.
It doesn't compare.
Which is cool. I mean, we like to hang our hat on that. It is crazy that we lost an NHL team that then went down to Dallas and won a cup.
I was shocked.
I mean, kissed the cup right in front of us. That breaks a young man's heart. I've never painted my face ever for a sporting event but once. I was 9 years old. The Frozen Four was in St. Paul, Minnesota. It was in the old Civic Center. Me and my little brother painted our face.
Nice.
And you know what happened that day? I caught a puck.
No way.
True damn story. I wouldn't lie.
Okay.
I can't lie to you, boys.
I didn't
What's
know.
The bet? What are we betting on, boys?
Hockey and I fornicate.
I'm just going down here and I'm just looking, and there is only one Minnesotan on the DU roster.
Is he your best player?
Probably not.
Probably.
I don't know. We have a Hobie Baker Award winner, but I don't think he is. So let's see.
He brings up a good point. Hold on.
Helsinki, Finland, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, Wausau, Wisconsin, Evergreen, Colorado, St. Louis, Missouri, Winnetka, Illinois.
Lake Evergreen. How about that? Lake Evergreen getting represented. The pond getting a little love.
Winnetka, Illinois. Kelowna, B.C. Bonnie Lake, Washington.
Are you going to do this?
Calgary,
are you going to tell us where all the players are from?
Oh, there's two.
Can you also
there's
tell
two.
Me their heights and weights and jersey
Blake
numbers,
Hillman,
too?
Okay, 25. Don't, Blake Stillman, defensive, Elk River, Minnesota.
So you have to just do that.
Question, what's the bet? You guys got Denver. Homegrown Bros got the UMD Bulldogs. We got ideas. I mean, yeah, we can bet on a bottle of whiskey or something like that. We can.
They want some embarrassment factor. Though,
I want
the.
Oh, there's only one way to do it.
Rollerblading.
I can rollerblade.
I can rollerblade.
I don't doubt that, fellas.
What was your embarrassment?
I won't tell
factor?
Your parents.
Well, listen, we just don't have ice that sticks around all year. I mean, sometimes we have to go to rollerblade. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You guys make the bet. I'll go with it.
Let's think about it.
Let's see. What I mean, we got till April 6th, right? They start next weekend.
From today, right?
Yep.
So,
with it's Notre Dame and Minnesota Duluth. Or is it it's DU and Notre Dame?
We
got
to just
Notre
bet
Dame.
Champions, right? I mean, if your team has a championship, you guys win. If our team wins a championship, we win.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Otherwise, it's a draw.
Otherwise, we all got to rollerblade.
Yeah. At best, the perfect situation is that DU and Minnesota meet for the championship.
Why don't we mix the two up? We'll rollerblade with whiskey somewhere.
I'm thinking.
Awesome.
I'm thinking I'm thinking more along the lines of something outside. Like, we need to just start. Staging hockey fights just on the 16th Street Mall, randomly staging a hockey fight. So like one person walking down the street and just getting crushed.
Yeah.
You can actually get in trouble for that.
But only if someone doesn't know.
Plus there's a danger that some of those homeless
guys
might just want to get in and
these homeless guys have camera phones.
They
now,
don't have
these homeless guys have camera phones.
They have sticks.
It's incredible.
Phones,
they got
I know.
Selfie sticks.
They do. Man,
yeah,
they're crazy.
Like, hey, selfie.
No, I like, you know, let's do some whiskey rollerblading somewhere.
I love it.
Oh, man. Okay.
Darren,
okay.
Come
on. I'm always.
Two of your favorite things.
Whiskey and rollerblading.
Come on.
Hey, listen, I played rugby. How hard can it be?
Yeah, if you played rugby, I think you can handle a little
whiskey and
rollerblading,
yeah.
Wash Park, and then we'll do like maybe Epic Falls.
Do you know when I realized I wasn't ready
yeah.
to play rugby or hockey or wrestling at a upper level? Because all those people, when they get to like college, are crazy. For instance, I had a guy in rugby, and we drank, I think we shared a bottle of whiskey one night.
Yeah.
And he got up and said, oh, my God, I feel like I got to throw up, and I'm so hungover. I'm going to go run 10 miles. And I said, you know, I feel like I'm going to throw up, and I'm going to go back to bed.
After I throw up. Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to make it back to my bed after. So that's the difference between rugby players.
First
and
time.
Whiskey and rollerblading.
Whiskey
we
and
got
rollerblading.
It. UMD right. Bulldogs, baby.
Ohio's.
All right. Go Pios!
We'll be back right after this. By the way, you can listen to these guys right after us. It's the Homegrown Sports Show.
10 to midnight.
Billy and Jeff.
Yeah, bud.
It's Darren Copeland. Love it. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.